Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight, a wonderful show. We have Frank Sinatra, the Spitfire Band, Joni Mitchell, and many more, so stick around. Now, coming up in the next 10 minutes, you'll be hearing from Bob Manning, from Les and Larry Elgart. And right now, it's Rosemary Clooney, and we're in the money.
We're in the money, we're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money, the skies are sunny. Old man depression, you are through, you done us wrong. We never see a headline about a bread line today. When we see the landlord, we can look that guy right in the eye. We're in the money. Come on, my honey. Let's spend it, lend it, send it rolling along. Thank you.
gladden anyone. Till you, I was a lonely one. Till you, I used to lie awake and wonder if there could be someone in this funny old world just meant for me. And now I see I had to save my love for you. I never gave my until you, and with my lonely heart demanding it, Cupid put a hand in it. I hadn't anyone till.
That's Bob Manning from his CD called Spotlight on Great Gentlemen of Song. This was a Ray Noble tune from 1938, a good one called I Hadn't Anyone Till You. Before that, it was Les and Larry Elgart and a song you may remember from back in the 40s and early 50s called Point Siena. It's an English tune from 1943 on the hit parade four times by various artists between 1944 and 1952. Most popular was David Rose and his orchestra featuring Bing Crosby. And we started with a Depression-era song, a good one, Rosemary Clooney with Nelson Riddle, an Al Dubin, Harry Warren tune from 1933 called We're in the Money. This on the hit parade three times in 1933, was in a film that same year starring Ginger Rogers called The Gold Diggers of 1933. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this week back in 1934 that sadly Fletcher Henderson's band folded due to financial difficulties. He sold some of his best arrangements to Benny Goodman, whose band had just successfully auditioned for an NBC radio show. And on this week in 1942, America's Yankee Doodle Dandy George M. Cohan died at the age of 64. He was a legendary songwriter whose spirited and star-spangled tunes lit up Broadway and will be a part of Americana forever. You may remember such tunes as Give My Regards to Broadway, Over There, and You're a Grand Old Flag. Let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, it'll be Buddy Morrow. We'll have June Christie with Stan Kenton. And here's Louis Armstrong and I'll Never Be the Same.
I'll never be the same. Stars have lost their meaning for me. I'll never be the same. Nothing's what it once used to be. And when the songbirds that sing tell me spring, I can't believe this song. Once love was king, but king can be wrong. Yes, I'll never be the same. There is such an ache in my heart. Never be the same since we apart. Though there's a lot a smile may hide, I know down deep inside I'll never be the same. Never be the same again. And when the songbirds that sing tell me it's spring, I can't believe this song. Oh, once love was king, but kings can be wrong. Yes. I'll never be the same. There is such an ache in my heart. Never be the same since we apart. Though there's a lot that a smile may hide, I know down deep inside, yes, I'll never be the same. Never be the same. Oh.
Passing by. A fly sings an Indian hidey-ho to the people passing by.
It's a good band. It's Buddy Morrow and his orchestra from his CD called Night Train. This was I May Be Wrong, But I Think You're Wonderful. It was from 1929 in a film called Young Man with a Horn. Before that, it was June Christie along with Stan Kenton and a song that got up to number 11 in 1947 called Across the Alley from the Alamo. And we heard from Louis Armstrong, backed up by Oscar Peterson, and a Gus Kahn, Mandy Malnach tune from 1932 called I'll Never Be the Same. Good song. Louis Armstrong began work in bands on this week in 1918, performing on Mississippi riverboats, including a famous group led by Fate Marabelle that performed on vessels sailing out of St. Louis. In this year, Armstrong also replaced King Oliver in Kid Ory's band based in New Orleans. And a birthday, a couple of them here. John Philip Sousan, born on this date back in 1854. He was, of course, the March King, composer, band leader, wrote The Stars and Stripes Forever, Semper Fidelis, El Capitan, and so many more, died in 1932. And on this week in 1916, Ray Conniff was born. He did theme for Dr. Zhivago and From Somewhere My Love. And that was actually a song from Dr. Zhivago. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from Frank Sinatra. We'll be hearing from the Spitfire Band. And here's Joni Mitchell and I Wish I Were in Love Again.
The sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick to bargain when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hate, the conversations with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again. No more pain, no, no more strain. flying bird of cat and bird, the finest matching of a human bird. I've learned my lesson, but I wish I would in love again. The blackened eye, the words, I love you till the day I die. The self-deception that believes that lie. I wish I were in love again. When love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing seals, the double crossing of a pair of heels. I wish I were in love. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of a him and her. I don't like quiet, and I wish I were in love again, in love again. I wish I were in love again.
Thank you. are the second time around. Just as wonderful with both feet on the ground. It's that second time you hear your love song sung. It makes you think, perhaps, that love like youth is wasted on the young. Love's more comfortable the second time you fall. Like a friendly home, the second time you call. Who can say what led us to this miracle we found? There are those who bet love comes but once, and yet I'm oh so glad we met the second time. Say what led us to this miracle we found. There are those who bet love comes but once, and yet I'm very glad we met the second time around.
That, of course, Frank Sinatra, and a Sammy Kahn, Jimmy Van Heusen tune from 1960, a great one called The Second Time Around. And did you know that Frank Sinatra's vocal cords suffered damage in 1952, and his career took a drastic downturn? His talent agency dropped him, can you believe that? And he had to plead for roles. Well, for the paltry sum of $8,000, he agreed to play a supporting role in From Here to Eternity from 1953, for which he won an Academy Award. We also heard from the Spitfire Band, one of three George and Ira Gershwin tunes we're going to be playing today. The song was, But Not For Me. And we heard from Joni Mitchell, a Rodgers and Hart tune called I Wish I Were in Love Again. Joni Mitchell was born on this day back in 1943 in Fort McLeod in Saskatchewan. She suffered polio as a child, recovered despite her doctor's prediction that she would never walk again. Mitchell taught herself guitar, began playing folk music in college, later in Toronto, then Detroit, where her folk music became a hit. And the rest, as they say, is history. I'm Bill Cartwright, and we have a lot more good stuff coming up, including in the next 10 minutes, it'll be Carmen McRae. We'll have Harry Connick Jr., and here's Benny Goodman, and You're a Sweetheart. Thank you.
very clear. Our love is here to stay, not for a year, forever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know, they're all just passing fancies that in time may go. Oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble there. They're only made of clay. Oh, love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble. Baby, they're only made of clay. Oh, but our love is here. Oh, our love is here. Is here to stay.
Sleep nights and suffer all the day. I just sit and wonder if love isn't one big blunder. But when you hold me tight, tingling all through, I feel somehow I was doing all right. But I'm doing better than ever now. And suffer all the day. I just sit and wonder if love isn't one big blunder. But when you hold me tight, tingling all through, I feel somehow I was doing all right. But I'm doing, yes, I'm doing.
That's Carmen McRae. She has a great voice, doesn't she? And we had a song written, well, we had two songs in here. This one written by George and Ira Gershwin from 1938 called I Was Doing All Right. It was in a film called The Goldwyn Follies starring Ella Logan. The song before that was also written by George and Ira Gershwin from 1938. It was Harry Connick Jr., and Our Love Is Here to Stay was in a couple of films, the most notable being An American in Paris. We started with Benny Goodman, and a Jimmy McHugh tune from 1937 was in a film of the same name called You're a Sweetheart. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Benny Goodman, by the way, began an important engagement on this week back in 1935 at Chicago's Congress Hotel. A one-month contract turned into a six-month stay. Well, on this week back in 1956, the average salary of football coaches at state universities was about $11,000. That is about $100,000 in today's dollars. And today, the salaries of the top 50 highest-paid college football coaches range from $550,000 to $1,370,000. Let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, we have Chris Connor, we have Stan Kenton, and right now it's Tony Bennett and Every Time We Say Goodbye.
Every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Why the gods above me, who must be in the know, think so you to go. to my heart every time we say goodbye.
warm day, on the first warm day in May. I hope you come a-calling and bring me a big bouquet. On the first warm night, when the moon is shining bright, we won't feel much like talking, so hug me with all your might. Then we'll climb the hill, and there beneath the cherry tree, where all is still, you say, marry me, oh, marry, marry me. On the first warm day, on the first warm day in May, and we'll teach the birds and bees a thing or two. When they see shining bright, it would be enthralling if you'll hug me with all your might. Then we'll climb the hill, and there beneath the cherry tree, where all is still, you'll say, marry me, oh, marry, marry, marry me. On the first warm day, on the first warm day in May, and we'll teach the birds and bees a thing or two. Find out what it's all about when they see how I love you on the first warm day in May.
She does a very nice job. That's Chris Connor and a Bart Howard tune called On the First Warm Day. Chris Connor, born on this week back in 1927 in Kansas City. She began her career with Claude Thornhill, but it was Stan Kenton that really put her on the map. Before that, we heard from Stan Kenton in a wonderful rendition of that classic Cole Porter tune, Love for Sale. We started with Tony Bennett, another Cole Porter tune from 1944 called Every Time We Say Goodbye. Tony Bennett, by the way, back in 2001, Columbia Records released his CD called Playing With My Friends, Bennett Sings the Blues. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. We have time for about one and a half more right now. It's Ella Fitzgerald, Billy May, and Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea.
I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and a deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. Should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea.
do ba do ba do you do you da be do da do ba do do ba you ba. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea.
We're listening to Duke Ellington and his rendition of Perfidia, and I wanted to remind you that the Blue Wisp Big Band performs Wednesdays, 8:30 at the Urban Artifact on Blue Rock Road. The Swingtime Big Band will be at the Legends Nightclub November 13th. Also, on the 21st, they'll be at the York Street Cafe. And the DeFelice Cafe features Phil DeGregg Sundays at 5 p.m. Lee Stoller will be there Thursdays from 7 to 11. And the John Van Olam Trio every Friday and Saturday from 7 to 11. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so much for being with us on this edition of Swing. I've had a great time tonight, and I hope you have too. And I hope you'll come back next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11 for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.